so excited for you to tune in today. We have been having a fantastic, fabulous fall on the Julie Tussey Show. Welcome to Rocktober, baby. Today, I am sharing the first part of my two-part series on how to make your dreams a reality. Maybe you have a dream you haven't pursued yet, or maybe you're right in the middle of it. This podcast is the one for you. Welcome to the Julie Tussey Show.
Get on the Julie Tussey train. We're going somewhere, baby.
Pop the glam pain. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show. Live guests, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby. Giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Julie Tussey Show. I have had a lot of wonderful things going on. It is October. It actually froze last night, but it's a beautiful sunny morning this morning, and I am ready to go. So I want to talk to you about a subject called What is Your Dream? What would your dream be? Yesterday we had the Victress meeting, and a shout out to Organized Sounds with a Z at the end for the music. Oh my gosh, it was so fun. There is nothing like a DJ to make anything you do turn into a party, and Michael and Tessney did a fantastic job. So shout out to them. They're in Richmond, Kentucky. That's Organized Sounds. Give them a look if you need fantastic music. The fashion show went great. I think we hauled out half of all of JCPenney's women's clothing, and it was so fun, but we had a time. The lunch was fabulous. Thank you so much to each and every one of you that attended and helped us to raise some money for breast cancer awareness and research. I'm really excited. This was our launching pad. This was our first out, and I do believe that next year it's going to be bigger, and the year after that bigger and bigger, until we are really a force to be reckoned with. So thank you to everyone, and thank you to Gina Paytek, my trusty assistant. Oh my gosh, she and I work so hard, but that girl is amazing. So shout out to you, Gina. I so appreciate you. And I want to again thank all the sponsors. I'm going to list them again at the end of the show, and thank them again for helping us to put on this fantastic Victress event. Well, while I was there speaking, and we actually did videotape the whole thing, so we're going to have some excerpts that'll come in and out of the programs in the next month or so, and maybe even a full video. We'll see how that turns out. But when I was there yesterday, I wanted to speak on a subject. And I wanted to share with you a little bit about what I shared, because my heart is so for, you know, people in general, but women especially, to live their dream and to do, you know, I always end the podcast with you know, you only get one life, live it to the fullest. And I don't mean that flippantly or to be a motto that is just cliche. I actually really, really mean that from my heart. And so yesterday I was sharing about the word Victress. And the vision for the Victress, and it's a branch of the Julie Tussey Show, and it's just kind of more like where we can go together, get together, and not just hear each other, but get together and meet each other and do something with a purpose. The vision for Victress is that when women leave, their life is enhanced. That's the vision for the Julie Tussey Show. I just want your life to be better as a result of what you're hearing, what you're seeing, what you're becoming involved in. So I shared with them yesterday, and I want to share with you. The word Victress is a descriptive word that was first used in 1595, peoples. 1595, when I read this, I was like, oh my gosh, this word is so, so cool. And I kind of know it sounds unusual, but It's a word that means a victorious woman. So a victress. Oh my gosh, isn't that cool? I love it. So I kind of did this little campaign and it said victress, a descriptive word used in 1595. It's been a long time coming. Now it's your turn. And it is your turn to be a victress. If you're listening to this today, it's not by accident. You need to hear this. You can be a victress. Maybe you already are, but if you're not, you really, really need to listen to this. If you really believe that you were a victorious woman, a victress, what would be your dream? Okay, so many of us have dreams. Many of us have lives that we get so busy with that we don't follow our dreams. But if you knew, if you were guaranteed that if you fulfilled your dream, it would happen completely and be everything you wanted, what would you dream? What is your dream? What would you do? What would you want to do? What would you do with your life? What would you change in your life? What is your dream? I want you to think about that. I want you, as a woman, to take time for yourself and think about that. Maybe you already know. I mean, a lot of times when somebody starts talking about what your dream is, you just instantly inside know. You're like, yep, that's the thing. That's the thing. Like, I knew from the time I was a child that my dream was to be a singer. I never imagined it would be public speaking and podcasting and all of that, but I wanted to be a singer. And I'm so glad it's all of those in TV. Oh, my Lord, help me, Jesus. The TV, the cooking show is coming, and we'll talk more about that. The Julie Tussie Show, Fabulous Cooking. But I knew the minute anyone would begin to talk about dreams, my heart would swell. My heart would get excited. I knew what my dream was, and it would encourage me so much for someone to say to me, you should dream your dream, and you should follow your dream, and you should pursue your dream, and you should live your dream. That would just encourage me so much. So I want you to take time, just take 10 minutes, put the babies down for a nap, or call into work and get an hour to yourself somewhere, take a long lunch, do something, and find a way to search your own heart and find out what your dream is, because you were created to be a victress. You were created to be a success and be happy and be joyful. And I do, now you may not believe this, but I truly, truly believe that each and every one of us is created with a gift inside of us, whether it could be as small as the gift of raising really good human beings to be a part of our community. And it could be as big as the gift to discover the cure for breast cancer. It could be that big or that small, but they're all equal. It's your dream. It's your gift that God has put inside of you, and you deserve to live your dream. You deserve to live your dream. This may end up being a two-part. But if you just really truly believed in your heart that no matter what, you could do whatever you wanted to do, what would you do? What's in your heart? What would you do? Would you start a business? Would you write a book? Would you open a gym? Would you be a motivational speaker? Would you start a podcast, sell a product, become a realtor? Would you lose weight? Would you get more fit? Would you be a bodybuilder? Would you invent something? Would you go to college? Would you be a doctor? Would you get married? Would you have a baby? Would you create a blog? Would you open a home for children? Would you record an album? What would you do? If it were possible, if you truly believed you'd be victorious in anything you did with your life, what would you do? That's an awesome question to ask yourself, because as I shared with the ladies yesterday, you know, life can be very busy. I've raised 6 kids and now have 8 grandchildren, and I'm 30, wink, wink. I'm not. I'm in my 50s, and I'm young and fairly vibrant still and working on things, as you know, if you follow the podcast, but we're overcoming and becoming victorious. And, you know, victory doesn't mean perfect. Victory means success. Victory means that no matter what you do, you will find success in it. You know, one of the greatest things I've learned in life is, and I'm going to talk about this. I'm probably going to do a couple of podcasts on it. But there's a way, there's a road to success. And one of the things that I have learned is you've got to learn to enjoy the journey. So you got to figure out what your dream is. And to me, success is just the fact that you are pursuing it and taking steps towards it. That to me is victory. That is success. So what would you do? What would you change? I myself have searched my heart and figured out what my dreams are. And the cool thing about dreams is when you have one and it comes to pass, it all happens and you are living it, then it gets expanded. It's joyful. It's awesome. It's wonderful. So if it were possible, if you truly believed you'd be victorious in anything you did with your life, what would you do? What would you change? Well, in order for this to happen, once you know what you want to do, you got to be real with yourself. There can be no more excuses. And this can be applied to weight loss. This can be applied to business. It can be applied to so many different things. Because it's one thing to know what you want to do, and it's another to always make excuses why you don't do it. You know, just like me with weight loss. Sure, there's ways to do it, and I'm trying, but am I 100% dedicated to seeing it successful? Nope, not right now, I'm not. I'm maintaining, but I'm not losing because it's just not priority for me. So in order for this to happen, you've got to be real with yourself. So when you get real with yourself, that's when you figure out what it is you want. And that's when you can begin to implement your plan. If you have a dream, how are you going to live it? The way you're going to live it is with vision. Without a vision, your dream will die. You have to have vision. When you find out and you realize and you acknowledge what it is you want to do with your life, then you begin to see within yourself this thing happening. When you get to that point, oh my gosh, it's amazing. That is the amazing part, when you can actually see inside of yourself. Like you can see it. Like you can actually dream it. You can imagine it. You can see it. It's like a vision before you. It's vision. And you have to have a vision. You got to begin to see it happening. And when you begin to see it happening, then you will make it clear. You have to clarify it. So number one, you have to have the ability to see it. Can you see yourself doing this thing? Can you see yourself doing it? Number two, it must be something you imagine, a picture you see in your mind and heart. Number three, it must be a clear idea of what should happen or be done in the future. Like if you're going to start a business, a boutique, say, for example, you have got to begin to see what exactly it is that you'll be selling. You've got to clarify. It can't just be, oh, I'm going to start a business. You've got to clarify. Okay, I want a business and I want it to do this purpose. I want it to accomplish this goal. I want it to accomplish this need. I want it to meet this need in the community. It has to have clarity. For example, an architect sees the building in his mind and he can create it, draw it, and make it plain. So you are the architect of your life. You only get one life, live it to the fullest. So let's make it awesome. Let's make it awesome. And God will give you the vision. He'll give you the dream. He'll give you the goal. And he'll help you with the plan. I mean, he is so cool. You have a gift inside of you that you are born with. You are awesome. And you have something that we all need. You have something that the people around you need. Okay? You have something that your family needs. You are a gift. You have a gift. So, number four, I wrote down, then you must write it down. Oh my goodness, this is so huge. Clarify it enough to make it plain so anyone who reads it can understand and pick up the vision with you. This is so, so, so important. Even in weight loss goals, even in fitness goals, you know, anything you write down, you will remember seven times longer. Anything. It's a scientific fact. And I used to teach school, so I know what I'm talking about. But you have to write it down. There's a principle in the Bible that says you have to write it down so that whoever reads it can run with it. And not number one, writing it down makes it clear to yourself, okay? So it makes it clear to you, and it's a great reminder. Like, write down your plan and stick it on your mirror in the bathroom every morning where you put your makeup on. Stick it on your mirror where you're putting on your aftershave, guys, and shaving. Put it where you're going to see it. Put it on your refrigerator. Put it around your house. Because when you write that vision and you make it plain, it helps you to clarify. It helps you to clarify exactly what you're going to do. There's this really cool app that I found online, and I will try to look it up and put it in the notes, but it was something like a bubble plan. I think it was called the bubble plan. And in the center, there's a circle, and it's, for mine, it was the Julie Tussie Show. And then it has all these arms that go out like bubbles, and then it has a circle at the end of the arms. And you can make this thing as big and fan out and then go another step like generations out as you want. And it was so cool. It brought such clarity to me when I did this. I put the Julie Tussie Show in the middle, which is basically me, right? This is what I want to do. And then there was branches like women's meetings, women's events. Then there was branches like cooking videos and interviewing famous guests, interviewing weight loss guests, interviewing. And I might even put it up if I can on my Facebook. I'll pull it out and look again at facebook.com/The Julie Tussie Show and let you see. This thing is so amazing. And as I did it, it was like my mind was open and my heart was open because I knew I could put as many arms and branches on this vision that I have for what I want to do and what I want to accomplish with The Julie Tussie Show and with my life, basically. With my life, you could use this for anything. You could use it for your family. You could use it for your business. You can use it for your ministry. You can use it for anything. It's so, so cool. So I will look that up and put that in the notes. And if not, if you don't see them in the notes, you can go to the facebook.com/The Julie Tussie Show and follow and see it. And I may post it on the Instagram too. That's also The Julie Tussie Show. But it is so cool because when you write your vision, this is when you're getting serious. It's one thing to have a thought inside of you and a dream and a hope. It is another thing to take action. You have got to take action. If you really want your life to change, you have to take action. That's why I'm saying you got to get real with yourself. All right, Julie, you want to lose X amount of weight. What are you going to do to change? And what are you doing right now that's not working? And let's get real. I mean, when you eat a bowl of Cheerios, are you really counting all the calories? Just to use weight loss as an example. If I want to be a success in the podcasting industry, what am I doing that can launch it further? What am I doing? Am I studying enough? Am I getting good subjects? Am I being faithful to be in the studio every single week or once a month doing a whole month at a time? What am I doing? Am I actually giving it my time and my dedication? Am I applying myself? And if it's not working, I have to be real and say, you know what, Julie, you ate too much. You know what, Julie, you didn't spend enough time. That could have been better. And I have to be real. You got to be real. But when you get to this vision part and you write it down, that is the power, baby. That is the power. That is the power. When you write it and you see it and you are taking steps of action, that is where your power is. So back to the writing it down, because you got the power. This has given you the power. And the awesome part about it is when you have the power, when you've written it down and it's too big for you to do yourself, guess what? You already made it easy for other people to connect and hook up with you to see it happen. Writing it with clarity makes it easy for others to hook up to and help you accomplish it and help make it a reality. I hope you've enjoyed the Julie Tussey Show today as much as I have. I'm so glad that you got to hear part one today of the two-part series called How to Make Your Dreams Become a Reality. I have wanted to do this for a long time, and I am so excited about it. So listen to the next podcast next Monday. It'll be released to hear part two. And if it goes really, really well, maybe we'll expand it. I'm very excited about that. Hey, want to remind you that we have a new cooking show that's going to be released in January. We thought we'd get it off the ground in November, and we've decided to wait. We are working with some amazing sponsors, getting things together. It's going to be so good. It's called The Julie Tussey Show Fabulous Cooking. We are going to be teaching you original recipes and how to make them lighter if you're on a fitness journey like I am. Really, really good food. The way that I have lost 24 pounds is I take my favorite foods and I actually do special recipes, do things to them to cut out the calories a little bit, but I keep the flavor because y'all know I'm Italian and I live on Mexican food. Okay, that's just how it happens. So it's got to be hot and spicy and delicious. We have a lot of great things coming up on the show for the holidays. I got Gina coming in the studio here in a couple of days, and we're going to be hitting some holiday tips and tricks and maybe some recipes, those kinds of things. But always here to entertain you, to give you encouragement, to help you have a better life. Please go to youtube.com/C/WTME TV. That again is youtube.com/C/WTME TV. And that's where you'll get to see the Julie Tussey Show Fabulous Cooking. Subscribe and follow us, and you'll get the first information available and the first programs available on that, along with some bloopers and extra footage that you're going to really, really like. This is Julie Tussey telling you, you only get one life, live it to the fullest. Tussey Homes Incorporated would like to thank you for listening to The Julie Tussey Show. If you're looking for a beautiful original design home in the Richmond, Kentucky area, please reach out to them at facebook.com/Tussey Construction. Tussey Homes, welcome home.
After a week of hearing hundreds of I can'ts, I'm here today to tell you, you can. Find us on social media at facebook.com/The Julie Tussey Show and Instagram, The Julie Tussey Show, home of the original suburban bombshell. Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit. I know you're the man I want to meet. Everything about you calls my name.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.